I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3.
You got me some. Got some Amy Schumer for me? Play me a little Amy Schumer, Brittany.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, Bryn.
Oh my God, you can't play that.
I asked Bryn to find something.
That was great. That was the funniest damn thing I've ever heard. Holy crap.
You seem perfectly appropriate for this show.
Awesome.
I just don't know. We have kids listening.
But they don't know.
Oh, they know.
Well, they know about the whole
their underwear.
Thing. Yeah. Jesus.
Only
I've
people,
had kids.
Only people who can relate know.
Oh my God.
I've never looked at my underwear and gone, you know, it looks like I blew my nose in it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Well. Oh, my God. So, look.
you can hear that live.
Yeah, you sure can. If that's right up your alley, then maybe you'll be interested in winning these tickets. If not, you know, really, just move on with your day. Caller number 9 right now on Hump Day, 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to see Amy Schumer gross you out at the Paramount Theater Sunday, October 21st. You can also buy them at Ticketmaster.com. But, I mean, why do that when you can get them for free?
Yes.
Call us right now, 800-400-3697. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, look.
Are you looking at that list?
Yes. All right. So on Wednesdays, we do this is the Billboard Hot 100. These are the top 100 songs in the country at this moment.
You're going to name all 100 right now. Buckle up.
Yeah. Number 100. Number 100 is Nicki Minaj, Chun-Li.
You like her, Marcus?
Love that song.
That peaked out at number 10.
Love that
song.
It's
been on the charts for 16 weeks. So that's number 100 this week. Skip it up a few to number 10.
Oh, okay.
Just going to skip a few. Tyga, Kylie Jenner's ex.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as I know, this is the first time I've ever seen him in the top 10.
Well, it doesn't hurt to have your girlfriend be
Kylie
Jenner.
I mean, maybe he's been there. I just haven't noticed.
Yeah, he might have been there. But, you know, I always thought to myself, like, who the hell is this guy? Like
he he's been
walks
around.
Around like he's I know, but I feel like, you know, suddenly I'm like, oh, okay, he legitimately has a hit.
Well, you know what happens is like guys like Tyga are basically known to hip hop fans, and then you hook up with someone like Kylie Jenner who's in the mainstream, and all of a sudden everybody's interested in what you're doing because you happen to be with Kylie Jenner, which was Nicki Minaj's bitch about her album not being number one.
Because of Travis Scott, who's the baby daddy for Kylie.
That's his big hit.
That's Tyga's big hit. Rack
and
City
it was,
Chick.
It was actually another word for chick, but yeah.
Rack City Bitch?
Mm-hmm. It was a hit. That's all.
Oh, did it ever make the top 10? Because
I wonder.
Anyway, number 8. Sorry, I was number 8 last week, so it's falling out, but Tyga featuring Offset is number 10.
This is a great record. This is to get your party started right here, baby.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Okay, that sucks.
That's awesome.
No, all
that
these songs
is awesome.
Terrible. The top 10 is just a total disappointment now.
Sarah, you are sounding like Get Off My Lawn Lady.
I am fully embracing Get Off My Lawn.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not into it. At number 9 is Travis Scott. So Tyga and Travis Scott right next to each other. I hit it first. This is Sicko Mode. Ariana Grande is now back-to-back with herself here on the top 10. She's number 8 and number 7. Number 8, first time in the top 10, God is a Woman. Did you see that video?
Mm-mm.
It's all vaginas.
Really?
Like, yep, front top.
That is not true.
Oh, my God.
Well,
every single
piece
of it is just imagery. It looks like a George O'Keefe painting the whole time.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, there's like legs that are...
All right, here
I mean,
it is.
I'm
so
crazy.
Let me see. Oh.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
but you said like vag. It's not that.
No, it is.
Oh, really?
No,
no,
if you go back to where that was.
That is fully... Yeah.
Yeah, definitely vagtastic.
And she's like giving birth to the world
at one
point.
You're saying everything surrounding
it? Yeah.
Yeah, no,
can
she's...
All right, that's like looking at clouds and going, that's a bear.
No,
now,
dude.
This is intentional.
She's in the middle of that.
This is definitely intentional.
Come on, her demo is like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, well, sure they need to start at some point.
Oh, is this
like,
it too?
Yeah, they're all.
Too?
I mean, it's all. It's hugely. Look, she's there. She is giving birth
she's
to the world.
On top of the world. No, she's sitting on top of the
and
world.
And she's
look
touching
she's
all
her,
this. Yeah. No, this. Thank you, Marcus. Back up. This is fully.
You guys are pervs.
There's one at the end. Look at the like very towards the end. There's a thing where she's got. It's like
look at she's laying the hammer right there, dude.
Yeah.
Look at the hat she's wearing, the pea hat.
And she look at the, I mean, the whole thing is like,
she's
boom.
Being Thor.
And by the way,
she's
that was
like
a
Thor
sperm
there.
Going to an egg right there.
Oh, no dude, look. What is that?
That's her shining down like
look
from
at the
heaven.
Legs.
That's not an M.
There's
trust
legs
me.
On the side of that. Did you see gigantic legs?
I mean,
go back. It's ridiculous. It's all about the, well, all about that. Look
it,
at,
guys.
See the legs on the other side? Okay, never mind. Moving on. God is
Sir,
a woman, apparently. Number 7, really. No Tears Left to Cry, the other. Ariana Grande song. And I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
I feel like we can skip the top 6. It's exactly the same as last week. So,
what was it? What was it last week? I wasn't here.
Oh,
so
really?
What was it, Brent?
I'm thinking that maybe we don't need to bother with it since it was exactly the same.
I missed it, though. I wasn't here.
You know this one. Let me jump to Sarah's part.
Being inside my grave, I know that you want me dead. All right, all that's right, Juice WRLD at number 6.
It's
Better
up.
Now. Yeah. Post Malone.
Not
at
around,
number 4 is 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murder Beats. Fefe. Or Fefe.
Oh, sorry.
Nicole Fefe.
Fefe.
What is it, Fefe?
Yeah, it's Fefe.
Oh. Number 3 is the song of the summer, according to the VMAs. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, J Balvin. I like it.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Maroon 5 and Cardi B, Girls Like You. And number 1 again, 7 weeks at number 1.
Do you love me?
Strike.
Turn it. And I need ya. And I'm down for ya always.
Okay, I got a story about Drake, so turn this off.
Well actually, it should leave in the background because
yeah,
it's about Drake.
The background.
Let it linger.
Little 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the best.
Had 2 of her birthday wishes realized this month.
Yeah.
First, she met Drake.
You have the audio?
And second, she got a new heart.
Aww.
Following a surprise visit from him. She's in the hospital. She's just a little doll, just a little, you know, cute little 11-year-old girl, super sick, needs a new heart, for God's sake. Sophia Sanchez is her name.
Sweet.
She finally underwent a heart transplant in Chicago. She's in recovery now. The surgery went well. They're hoping for a good recovery, says the mom. It's not like you get a new heart and you're cured. It's all going well, but, you know, it's a roller coaster.
Well, at least she got to meet Drake.
She's been waiting for a new heart for 8 weeks, and probably they noticed her because of Drake. She probably got the heart because of Drake.
See?
Maybe he
Drake
bought
is
it.
Doing good in the world, Sarah.
Yeah.
Support him.
Look, I'm trying to, you know, put aside my personal feelings about Drake and say, look, he did a nice thing.
God's plan.
I have some of the audio, and I'll show you the video right now. Here it is.
Oh, this is it? Aw.
Here's him walking and meeting her. Oh, now they're doing selfies.
Oh, I hate that beard on his face.
Why?
So
he's so cool.
So dumb.
He's like the coolest guy ever.
Looks like an SOS pet.
I gotta say,
what
he made that little girl's day.
Yeah,
sure he
like,
did.
She's
You know, honestly, though, I almost think they should have pre-warned her that he was coming in because she's got a heart situation.
Oh,
she freaked out when she saw him.
Drake!
Oh, no! Stop it! Get the paddles! Oh, my God. Hilarious. Heart jokes about a child.
Oh, man. I love it. Keep it classy, baby.
And so they talked about Justin Bieber. They talked about basketball. Uh-huh. And she was overjoyed. So.
Sweet.
That is very nice. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge that sometimes Drake is fine.
Point for Drake.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we got a guy that runs our cameras here. His name is Vaughn.
Vonnie.
Vaughn the Wizard at Instagram. And so if you ever go to RadioAlice.com/watch, it takes you right to the Looking Glass. And he's got a friend.
Is his friend's name Brian?
His friend's name is Brian King Joseph.
Okay.
So this guy sort of came on our radar 2 or so weeks ago. He is on he's killing it on America's Got Talent. He will actually find, I guess tonight is one of the elimination rounds. Like, he performed last night, and he'll find out tonight. Or maybe it was, hold on a second, let me find it. America's Got Talent live results tonight at 8 o'clock. So this guy, he's a violin player. We're gonna play you a little bit of this. Is this a performance from last night?
Yes.
Okay. Brian King Joseph, crazy violinist.
Okay.
Here we go. I want him to be going crazy. Oh, here we go. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
He's got this huge smile on his face, too. He's dancing all around the stage. It's actually, he knows
he's killing it.
Amazing to watch. What's this song? What is this song?
Centuries.
So this is on the TV show America's Got Talent?
Yeah, so that's on America's Got Talent. And the judges all loved him again, and so hopefully he'll go through. I'd love to see him. Yeah. What is it? What's the thing?
It doesn't even matter if he wins. He's set. That dude is going to have a residency in Vegas, and he's going to make a gajillion dollars. It doesn't matter what happens from here on out.
You're actually right. Like, I can totally picture that
absolutely.
As a Vegas song.
It's going down.
As a Vegas performance.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go check him out. He looks
amazing. Sure.
Good for you, Brian King Johnson.
If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I posted a couple cool pictures of Vaughn and his buddy Brian.
BKJ.
Are you so proud of him, Vaughn? Yeah.
He's nodding.
Aww. Vaughn, are you going to ask him to take you with him? Heck yeah.
Well, Vaughn's like his main DJ.
Yeah, Vaughn works with him.
Yeah, so they work together.
So he's in the back. Like, what does that mean? Like, you do like some scratching in the back? Or
well, you know, you're his backing
producing
track.
Producing
tracks. You're his backtrack, basically.
What? And then,
Vaughn's going to be in Vegas with him, too.
Yeah. Oh, Vaughn.
Peace out, bro. Have fun, man.
Yeah, have a good time.
Make that money, man.
Just get us free tickets.
Yeah, we want tickets.
I want tickets. Play the real one.
No.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
I want
Let's hear that fool. Let's hear that fool. Come on.
Oh, man. I'm looking up tickets for some reason. Stupid.
Tickets.
Why is that funny?
So dumb.
I don't know.
That's
so dumb.
We're dumb. So number one.
Marcus, look, it isn't funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay. Hilarious. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Better jokes.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to date any other celebrities.
Has she dated any celebrities?
She doesn't date celebrities. That's her whole thing.
Oh, okay.
She said, and she did an interview with Cosmo. She said, I've had opportunities, but it isn't my style to date another person in the business. There's got to be something wrong with you if you want to be in this business. I mean, hi. I definitely have my issues. I think I can only handle one celebrity in the relationship, and I need to be it.
You know, at least she knows herself.
Right?
I'm okay with that.
Sounds like a giver.
So you want to know the past really? People she's dated?
Yes, who she dated.
So Enrique Iglesias back in 98.
Oh, she dated him?
Fred Durst in 99.
See the guy with the little
Yeah, the mole,
mole
the big
thing?
Old mole, yeah.
He got that removed, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
He shouldn't have done that.
Why?
It was his thing.
She dated, you got Fred Durst, right, in 1999?
She dated Fred Durst? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Ugh. She dated Dave Grohl in 2002.
Oh, she should have hung on to him.
Wow.
I would marry Dave Grohl.
Really?
Oh, he just seems so fun. He sits around jamming all the time. I just love him.
I'm surprised that he dated her.
She dated Carson.
Especially then, because, like, 2002, that dude's like our age, right?
Yeah. He's almost exactly our age.
And how old is she?
She's our age. She's younger than us, actually.
Yeah, she's like 35 or something.
Oh, is she that
probably
young?
Probably something like that.
No.
So 2002, he was dating her?
She dated Carson Daly in 2002, oh, right God. After. What do you think of that?
That's funny.
I kind of remember
everybody
that
dated Carson
she's
Daly.
She's 37. Right. She's 37.
Oh, oh. So and she's then, way younger than us.
Yeah.
I don't know who Jordan Bratman is.
Oh.
But no she was with
that
him
sounds
for,
really
for
familiar,
8 years.
Jordan Bratman.
I think that's the guy who might...
Was that the manager
she was
record
married.
Exec guy?
Yeah, I think she has a kid with this guy.
Oh, that must be why I know his name.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there it is. She needs to be the celebrity in the
relationship.
Louis C.K.
Louis.
Haven't heard him in a while.
And you probably won't again for a while. He's, in, you know, people are not psyched that he did this. Although the audience was
they
psyched,
gave him a standing O.
Louis C.K. made a surprise return to the Comedy Cellar in New York City Monday night. It was his first onstage appearance since he admitted to sexual misconduct back in November.
Mm.
He did a 15-minute set. He did not address the scandal. He got a great reaction from the crowd. The,
sure.
the internet was less forgiving.
Sure.
Surprise, everyone.
Sure.
He's been getting roasted by fellow comedians, writers, the general population. Who's Ian Carmel? I've got to figure he's a writer. I don't know who that is.
Don't know who
he
is.
Tweeted, can you imagine the bank you're working at hiring back the guy who pleasured himself in front of women without their consent? Because it had been like a year or something.
Oh, he's a stand-up comedian and a writer for James Corden.
Okay. What about Sarah Lazarus? She also tweeted, I'm still on the same shampoo bottle as when Louis C.K.'s timeout started. Hasn't been long enough, she said.
Okay.
Kathy
she's
Griffin.
A jazz singer.
Who's had, oh.
Lives in France.
Mm.
Wow. Kathy Griffin, who's had her own problems recently. Mm. Although I love Kathy Griffin and I didn't have any problem with what she did. So, but I am an a-hole. She said, gosh, does it pay off to be in the boys club, the white boys club? Louis just went on a long vacation and didn't do anything to show that he's reformed or changed. He's a multimillionaire who finally got some sleep after working nonstop for years. This is how people are paying penance in the Me Too era.
Wow.
Effing pathetic. Oh. Comedian Michael Ian Black. I know him from the show Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a stand-up guy. He tours around.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to take heat for this, but people have to be allowed to serve their time and move on with their lives. I don't know if it's been long enough or if his career will recover or if people will have him back, but I'm happy to see him try.
Yeah, I've given a lot of thought to this. You want to be sensitive to the way people feel about this issue, but there is some truth to exactly. I mean, what are we trying to accomplish? Do people not want this guy to ever work again?
I'm sure there are people who feel that should be case.
And believe me, this was awful. I don't know, like I agree with Michael Ian Black, I don't know if now's the time to do it, but I do feel like at some point you've got to let him do whatever he does.
Well,
and let the market decide whether or not.
I agree to an extent. I don't think that, you know, you ever make a triumphant return from something like
absolutely.
This, but should he be able to quietly
make a living?
Well, he's rich. I mean,
yeah, plenty
he
of
could
money.
Just go away. But he, you know, the people are famous, and you know, he's worked hard to get where he was, and I'm sure that that's part of his drive. And I'm sure it's hard for him to not be doing it. You know, it's hard to.
It's a tricky.
It's hard to like think about the people who he victimized, and then.
The one thing I will give him, as opposed to all the other jokers, is that guy's initial statement about what he did and his apology was pretty damn good and thorough.
Well, he did say, yes, everything they said is true, and I'm horrified by my own actions. And there was no denial or, well, I don't remember it the same way.
He's
or,
like, I was a guy in power. I did this to these women. Because these women admired me, I used that power. I mean, it was a pretty extensive and I think detailed apology.
Well, just because you know that you committed a crime doesn't, you know, I mean, it's like just because you're not denying it doesn't make it. Oh, I get what you're saying, but I think I just keep falling back to someone who's like horrified or victimized or, you know, traumatized by someone who did something and then they have to see them. It's like, I think that comment about the guy who got himself in front of the people at the bank coming back after a year. Yeah. Like, that's
Yeah.
That's just not.
I totally get it. It's a again, it's just a really, really tricky situation because is there a line that you draw or is it everybody who ever does anything wrong can never do it? Are we holding?
Right. I know.
He's not going to go to jail.
It's a hard
but,
one.
Will Matt Lauer recover?
Matt Lauer was just in a restaurant saying to some fan, yeah. Don't worry, I'll be back on TV soon.
Uh-huh. Oh, but man.
I'm like, what, Dancing with the Stars?
What about that?
It's going to be.
Senator from Minnesota. What's his name from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, Al Franken.
Will Al Franken recover?
I don't know. Mm. I really don't know. It's you know, this that's the thing. I mean, it's a rub. Will anyone ever recover after these? Like Kevin Spacey, is he ever going to come back?
No.
Yeah, but will he?
He's a wrap.
I agree.
He's done?
Deservedly so. Deservedly. It's funny, all these guys, I had heard rumors about all these people for years, and I was like surprised that so many other people were surprised, to be honest with you. Kevin Spacey? Like, didn't we know this stuff was going on with this dude years ago?
Well, I certainly didn't know that he was inviting teenagers to his hotel room. I mean, it's one thing to be gay. Who cares?
Well, not the gay part, but the fact that he...
Oh, no, I had never heard that anything... inappropriate had happened.
Oh man, I heard those rumors. I heard rumors about Louis. I heard rumors about Cosby 25 years ago.
I'm telling you, Hannibal Buress was the first time I ever heard that he was. I was like, what?
Wow.
How dare he say that about my hero, Bill Cosby?
I would like to talk to you about some of the things that I'm going to put in the drinks of the ladies at the bar.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd like to revel in that, but I hate that guy now, unfortunately.
He's a hateable guy.
Yeah.
He's a hateable
guy.
And
he went from the most lovable to the most abhorrent. What's coming up in the news?
Well, let's see. We've got a story about slow dating. And dolphins, they're much more human than you think.
Mm. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Alicia Cara. And she is one of the many stars who are gathering to do this thing for Entercom. That's our parent company. It's part of their I'm Listening campaign. It's a broadcast. It's going to air across the country on all our stations nationwide Sunday, September 9th at 7 a.m.
Very cool.
This is to kick off National Suicide Prevention Week. It's a frank discussion about mental illness and suicide. And that's happening 7 a.m. on September 9th. You've probably been hearing the promos. We'll be talking about it as the week as we get a little closer to the day. But she's one of the people who's going to be participating in that. All right, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, the good news keeps coming in for the Oakland Unified School District sports program. Kids.
Oh, I love this story.
This is a great story.
I mean, the initial story, I hate it, but follow-ups are real good.
Well, now stepping up are the Oakland Raiders. They've made a $250,000 donation to the Oakland Unified School District.
Thank you for all your money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's the least they can do. They are leaving us in the lurch.
So. Yeah. No doubt.
To say
thanks for leaving some money behind.
This is their
the
little bribe. That's what that is. Well, and it's good.
It actually did make me. Yeah. I was like, no, that's nice.
It's good.
All right. Go to
now,
Vegas.
Now, the original story, if you didn't hear, the Oakland Unified School District needed to trim about $500,000 from its sports budget this year. So it recently announced it was cutting 10 different programs across the district at high school level. Until the Raiders stepped in, the Raiders announced on Tuesday night that they had donated $250,000 to the school district to help save high school sports in the Oakland area.
And that is That's on top great. Of another, was it an anonymous donation
yeah.
that
how
saved
much was that
a
yesterday?
Bunch?
Was
it 200 grand?
I can't remember the amount, but I remember
like
it was
so
anonymous.
So between the two donations, they've made up the difference. Yeah. That's great.
The district still needs about 200 grand to close the gap and save the remaining sports programs. However, the Raiders donation is a huge step in the right direction.
All right.
Yay, Raiders.
Well, look, I heard a story this morning about we are going to have a serious teacher shortage here in the next few years because teachers can't afford to live here. And they're getting out of the state to go teach somewhere where they can afford to also live and eat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, you know, I really feel like I don't need to tell you, that's a major problem.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we talk about how expensive it is to live here, but when like basic services are, you know, those people can't afford to live here, you got a real problem.
It sucks. All the money that's in the Bay Area and you can't find a way to pay teachers a living wage.
Right.
And they only work 9 months out of the year. Like at the school. They still work throughout the summer, too. But
well, a lot of them need second jobs.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And what was the report saying this morning, Sarah? I must have been on when I got in my car, but teachers will live 2 hours away from the community that they work in.
Right.
They get to work exhausted from the darn drive, have to do the day, get in drive time traffic, 2 hours. They're just tired, and they can't give it all to the kids.
Well, and those the 4 hours they're spending commuting each day is a time taken away from, A, their lives. I mean, we all like to have lives.
Yeah, they have families of their own.
And they've got, they've work to do. You know, a teacher's job doesn't stop when school's over. They have lessons to plan and papers to grade, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they have to buy all their own supplies and stuff like that.
A lot of times. I mean, they were saying that, you know, teachers spend an average of $1,000 of their own money each year.
I've been seeing a lot of, I'm on the Nextdoor app, and I see a lot of teachers from the area, my area, that they're asking for not money donations, but, hey, we're doing this art class. Does anyone have paintbrushes that they could donate? Does anyone have, you know, whatever it is, they're asking, pens do you have? Markers do you have?
There's
extra.
I don't have the name of the website, but there's actually a way to donate to like adopt a classroom. If you know, if you've got a little extra money and you can, you know, and you're looking for ways to be charitable, can you see, what's the name of it? We did it a couple years ago. We adopted a classroom where, and I can't I don't remember everything, but there's a wish list.
There
and
is
stuff that they have.
adoptaclassroom.org.
Oh, okay.
You can just go to that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, then at least they're not shelling that out, but that still doesn't solve their 2 hour commute each way problem and the fact that it's so incredibly expensive to live here that they're having to, like, to think that we're going to not have any teachers in the state, that's.
I mean, maybe they need to do something like radical or groundbreaking, maybe even like they do with veterans, or you get a voucher or you get a major discount if you're a teacher. And you want to rent or buy, so you get some kind of discount.
Well, a subsidy. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely...
Or subsidy,
there's certainly ways that, you know, we could help. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's the boy, the problems. There's so many problems.
Oh, someone is saying that one that we had talked about was Donors Choose.
Huh. Oh, Donors Choose. That's right.
A couple of texts coming in right now. Thank you for talking about supporting us teachers. Mm. It's so sad about teachers. My daughter has a teacher who drives from Concord to Mill Valley every day.
Oof.
More, thank you for talking
Damn.
About teachers. Thank you so much for the nice words about teachers.
Teachers are great, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, think of the people that you really remember from your childhood. A lot of them are your teachers.
Right.
Big ups, Mr. Crow.
According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, younger, single people are getting tired of Tinder and the dating apps.
Well, because they're getting STDs from them, Marcus.
Is that why?
Yeah. Tired of having, you know,
I feel
sores.
Like they just feel like it's just an embarrassment of riches. We've got to slow it down.
oh, really? I'm getting laid too much. This is...
Ooh, this has got to stop.
Yeah, boy.
They're overwhelming. They meet too many people. See, there's too much ghosting, and they feel like it's a job. So instead, they've created something called slow dating.
Oh.
You know what slow dating is?
No, what is it?
Dating.
Oh, regular old dating.
Here's the description.
Good to mention.
It's when you meet someone in person, maybe at a singles event, maybe through a friend, or maybe just out of the bar, and then you go out on a date with them.
I don't like it.
This is radical.
It's so old school.
Right.
I don't know.
Sounds like it's going to take forever.
There's a 34-year-old woman in Texas named Susan who tried that approach. Yes, Susan, she tried that approach. She met a guy at a swing dancing event. She gave him her number, and now, guess what, guys? They are dating.
Oh, boy.
It can work.
Wow. That story's out of the blue. Some lady in Texas dating a dude she met in person? That's just effed up.
Oh, dolphins.
How bizarre.
Help us out.
Very appropriate sound effect there, Brent.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
People eager to spend the waning days of summer frolicking in the waters near a coastal town in France may want to rethink their plans. It isn't safe, according to local officials.
Oh, no. What's happening? On the south of France?
They've banned swimming and diving.
They don't wear underpants.
In that area. But the danger threatening visitors to the beaches isn't a vicious rip current or a shark. It's a lonely, lovelorn male bottlenose dolphin named Zafar.
A dolphin named Zafar.
Yeah. For months, Zafar has been known in the Bay of Brest for his unabashed playfulness, even allowing people to hold on to his dorsal fin as he takes them for rides. But the dolphin's interest in humans now appears to be driven by the need for company of an intimate nature.
Oh, my God. Is he raping people?
He is in heat.
Do dolphins go in heat?
Oh, yes, they do.
Well, Zafar, wait a minute.
We've heard things about dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen video of dolphins raping other dolphins.
Yeah, they do.
And now they're going to rape people? Yeah. Right? They team up on them and they gang rape them.
There's a dude who's actually into the dolphin love.
What?
Yeah. So Zafar has been trying to rub up against swimmers in boats and kayaks. And in other instances, the dolphin prevented a female swimmer from returning to shore. She had to be rescued by boat and lifted another woman out of the water with his nose, according to a news site.
Oh, where? On her butt?
I don't know where.
But.
Well, I'm picturing her in a dolphin lifting someone up out of the water. Like, where is he lifting her from?
Various attempts to satisfy his needs have not only fallen short, but they've prompted folks to issue a bylaw banning swimming in that area.
But it's the south of France in the summertime.
How do you spell Zafar?
Z-A-F-A-R.
Oh.
Now, scientists for decades have known that dolphins can and do attempt to copulate with humans due to the animal's human-like feelings of loneliness. To combat this loneliness, scientists have reached out to Silicon Valley to create an app so that the dolphins can date each other. It's called Flipper.
Will you shut up?
Are you kidding me?
Just stop making stuff up.
You just added that.
God, you're so, I'm like, what? Are they came Silicon Valley to the rescue?
You are crazy.
Sorry.
Here's what they need to do. They need to get in touch with that real doll company, and they should make fake dolphins so just float out there for him to hump.
Hey, okay. Do you want to show a picture of Zafar to Sarah?
How do they know it's amorous?
Probably got some
wiener out.
Yeah, probably got a little wood happening.
What do you think of Zafar? You think he's cute?
Looks like Flipper.
Let me see if he's hot.
Yeah, see if you date this dolphin.
I totally hit that.
Is that his thing?
He seems cool. He seems like a cool dolphin. You got the one of him flying out of the water.
Is that his thing sticking out down there?
Yeah, Marcus is holding that picture.
I don't know if that's his thingamadoodad.
Are you sure? It looks like it might be his thing.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't want to stare at this picture too long either, so.
Just in case it is.
I don't want to have any feelings of inadequacy
gay
driven
dolphinism.
Up.
Yeah. I'm gay for dolphins. I don't know.
Nothing more than
dolphin feelings. It's sad to think that a dolphin has feelings. Why can't he just go find some other dolphins?
He's the only one over there, man.
What? That's ridiculous. It's the whole Mediterranean.
Maybe he's tired of that. Maybe he's trying to get kinky.
Or maybe this isn't. I don't know where the Isle of Breast is. This Bay of Breast.
Someone said it's the southeast of France. What'd you say?
Oh, so it is the Mediterranean.
Did you say where it was? And then they said it was that was wrong.
It's the Bay of Breast.
Yeah, it's called the Bay of Breast.
And is it in the southeast of
France? Yeah,
of France.
China.
Well, I don't know the southeast.
We have so many teacher texts.
Yeah. Thanks, teachers. Love you, teachers.
Teachers are awesome.
And here's the other thing someone wanted to point out. When the teachers have to deal with the crappy parents and have to stay longer, then their commute going home is even worse.
Yeah.
Or when there's events at the school at night and they just got to stay all freaking day.
Or dealing with crappy parents.
Yeah. Or crappy kids. Or
crappy kids.
It's mostly the parents.
People are crappy in general. I think it's the one or two really good people that they meet that they're I guess it's worth it.
One, two out of.
I'm staying for that one kid.
Do you remember our old intern, Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Hey, I'm a junior teacher. We work 10 to 11 months out of the year in 9 to 10 hours a day, and that's for junior high."
Oh, boy.
It's hard, man. I just.
Yeah, and it's thankless. You get is just,
people crap on you
just
as a teacher.
Just saying what you're doing wrong. And,
but then
and
you get that one student who's from the hood.
Oh, is this like, what's the name of that movie? Where
every movie.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Every movie.
She saves all, all the little every urban movie. Kids.
Yeah, that was just done recently.
That's, every movie.
So that you're giving me a synopsis.
Yeah,
of,
that's know, basically what
teacher,
happened.
The one teacher with a heart of gold that cared yeah. and, you know, lifted this kid up out of the, yeah. out of
Dangerous
the ghetto.
Minds.
Dangerous Minds. Dangerous Minds, thank you, oh my God.
Yeah.
Also called the principal, also called.
every I mean, movie.
Every one of them.
Dude. We got.
It's also inspired.
A text from Amanda, one of our listeners. There's, she mentions DonorsChoose.org, where teachers post specific needs. She's a special ed teacher for a Bay Area district and worked there 7 to 5 most days because I can't get projects done during school days.
It's, I mean, what can you say? It's just
hard,
a thankless,
thankless gig.
Gig.
Well, you know what? Thank you. Thank you, you for, you know, you didn't get into teaching because you thought you were going to get rich and
That's
famous,
right.
but
That's
you know
right.
what? You're going to make a big difference in people's lives.
And they do.
Yep,
and
they sure do. Thank you, teachers.
Is that it?
Oh, that is it.
Yeah,
well. We're gonna go ahead and I got a story about the sad story about Burning Man. After
Uh-oh.
This, you know, I heard a story this morning about we are going to have a serious teacher shortage here in the next few years because teachers can't afford to live here, and they're getting out of the state to go teach somewhere where they can afford to also live and eat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So you know, that's I really feel like. That's a, I mean, I don't need to tell you, that's a major problem.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we talk about how expensive it is to live here, but when like basic services are, you know, those people can't afford to live here, that's, we got a real problem.
It sucks. All the money that's in the Bay Area and you can't find a way to pay teachers a living wage.
Right.
And they only work 9 months out of the year, like at the school. They still work throughout the summer too. But
well, a lot of them need second jobs.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It like, is
and
ridiculous.
What was the report saying this morning, Sarah? I must have been on when I got in my car, but teachers will live 2 hours away from the community that they work in.
Right.
They get to work exhausted from the darn drive, have to do the day, get in drive time traffic 2 hours. They're just tired, and they can't give it all to the kids.
Well, and those the 4 hours they're spending commuting each day is a time taken away from, A, their lives. I mean, we all like to have lives.
Yeah, they have families of their own.
And they've got, they've work to do. You know, a teacher's job doesn't stop when school's over. They have lessons to plan and
papers
to grade, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they have to buy all their own supplies and stuff like that.
A lot of times. I mean, they were saying that, you know, teachers spend an average of $1,000 of their own money each year.
I've been seeing a lot of, I'm on the Nextdoor app, and I see a lot of teachers from the area, my area, that they're asking for not money donations, but, hey, we're doing this art class. Does anyone have paintbrushes that they could donate? Does anyone have, you know, whatever it is, they're asking, pens do you have? Markers do you have?
There's
extra.
I don't have the name of the website, but there's actually a way to donate to like adopt a classroom. If you know, if you've got a little extra money and you can, you know, and you're looking for ways to be charitable, you see, what's the name of it? We did it a couple years ago. We adopted a classroom where, and I can't I don't remember everything, but
well,
and there's a wish list.
There
and
is
stuff that they have.
adoptaclassroom.org.
Oh, okay.
You can just go to that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, then at least they're not shelling that out, but that still doesn't solve their 2 hour commute each way problem and the fact that it's so incredibly expensive to live here that they're having to, like, to think that we're going to not have any teachers in the state, that's.
I mean, maybe they need to do something like radical or groundbreaking, maybe even like they do with veterans, or you get a voucher or you get a major discount if you're a teacher. And you want to rent or buy, so you get some kind of discount.
Well, a subsidy. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely...
Or subsidy,
there's certainly ways that, you know, we could help. I don't know. It's the boy, the problems. There's so many problems.
Oh, someone is saying that one that we had talked about was Donors Choose.
Huh. Oh, Donors Choose. That's right.
A couple texts coming in right now. Thank you for talking about supporting us teachers. It's so sad about teachers. My daughter has a teacher who drives from Concord to Mill Valley every day.
Oof.
More, thank you for talking about teachers. Thank you so much for the nice words about teachers.
Teachers are great, man.
Yeah, I mean, think of the people that you really remember from your childhood. A lot of them are your teachers.
Right.
Big ups, Mr. Crow.
According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, younger, single people are getting tired of Tinder and the dating apps.
Well, because they're getting STDs from them, Marcus.
Is that why?
Yeah. Tired of having, you know,
I feel like they just feel like it's just an embarrassment of riches. We've got to slow it down.
Oh, really? I'm getting laid too much. This is...
Ooh, this has got to stop.
Yeah, boy.
They're overwhelming. They meet too many people. See, there's too much ghosting, and they feel like it's a job. So instead, they've created something called slow dating.
Oh.
You know what slow dating is?
No, what is it?
Dating.
Oh, regular old dating?
Here's the description.
Good to mention.
It's when you meet someone in person, maybe at a singles event, maybe through a friend, or maybe just out of the bar, and then you go out on a date with them.
I don't like it.
This is radical.
It's so old school.
Right.
I don't know. Sounds
like it's going to take forever.
There's a 34-year-old woman in Texas named Susan who tried that approach. Yes, Susan, she tried that approach. She met a guy at a swing dancing event. She gave him her number, and now, guess what, guys? They are dating.
Oh, boy.
It can work.
Wow. That story's out of the blue. Some lady in Texas dating a dude she met in person? That's just effed up.
Oh, dolphins.
How bizarre.
Help us out.
Very appropriate sound effect there, Brent.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
People eager to spend the waning days of summer frolicking in the waters near a coastal town in France may want to rethink their plans. It isn't safe, according to local officials.
Oh, no, what's happening? On the south of France?
They've banned swimming and diving.
Where they don't wear underpants.
In that area. But the danger threatening visitors to the beaches isn't a vicious rip current or a shark. It's a lonely, lovelorn male bottlenose dolphin named Zafar.
A dolphin named Zafar.
Yeah. For months, Zafar has been known in the Bay of Brest for his unabashed playfulness, allowing people to hold on to his dorsal fin as he takes them for rides. But the dolphin's interest in humans now appears to be driven by the need for company of an intimate nature.
Oh, my God. Is he raping people?
He is in heat.
Do dolphins go in heat?
Oh, yes, they do. Well, Zafar.
Wait a minute.
We've heard things about dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen video of dolphins raping other dolphins.
Yeah, they do.
And now they're going to rape people. Yeah. Right? They team up on them and they gang rape them.
There's a dude who's actually into the dolphin love.
What?
Yeah. So Zafar has been trying to rub up against swimmers in boats and kayaks. And in other instances, the dolphin prevented a female swimmer from returning to shore. She had to be rescued by boat lifted another woman out of the water with his nose, according to a news site.
Oh, where? On her butt?
I don't know where.
But.
Well, you know, I'm picturing her in a dolphin lifting someone up out of the water. Like, where's he lifting her from?
Various attempts to satisfy his needs have not only fallen short, but they've prompted folks to issue a bylaw banning swimming in that area.
But it's the south of France in the summertime.
How do you spell Zafar?
Z-A-F-A-R.
Oh.
Now, scientists for decades have known that dolphins can and do attempt to copulate with humans due to the animal's human-like feelings of loneliness. To combat this loneliness, scientists have reached out to Silicon Valley to create an app so that the dolphins can date each other. It's called Flipper.
Will you shut up?
Are you kidding me?
Just stop making stuff up.
You just added that.
God, you're so... I was buying it. I'm like, what? They came Silicon Valley to the rescue?
You are crazy.
Sorry.
Here's what they need to do. They need to get in touch with that real doll company, you know? And they should make fake dolphins so just float out there for him to hump.
Hey, do you want to show a picture of Zafar to Sarah?
How do they know it's amorous?
Probably got some
wiener out?
Yeah, probably got a little wood happening.
What do you think of Zafar? You think he's cute?
Looks like Flipper.
Let me see if he's hot.
Yeah, see if you date this dolphin.
I totally hit that.
Is that his thing?
He seems cool. He seems like a cool dolphin. You got they the one of him flying out of the
is
water.
Is that his thing sticking out down there?
Yeah, Marcus is holding that picture.
I don't know if that's his thingamadoodad.
Are you sure? It looks like it might be his thing.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't want to stare at this picture too long either, so.
Just in case it is.
I don't want to have any feelings of inadequacy
gay
driven
dolphinism.
Up.
Yeah. I'm gay for dolphins. I don't know.
Nothing more than
dolphin feelings. It's sad to think that a dolphin has feelings. Why can't he just go find some other dolphins?
He's the only one over there, man.
What? That's ridiculous. It's the whole Mediterranean.
Maybe he's tired of that. Maybe he's trying to get kinky.
Or maybe this isn't. I don't know maybe where the. I don't know where the Isle of Breast is. What or whatever the name of this Bay of Breast.
Someone said it's the southeast of France. What'd you say?
Oh, so it is the Mediterranean.
Did you say where it was? And then they said it was that was wrong.
It's the Bay of Breast.
Yeah, it's called the Bay of Breast.
And is it in the southeast of
France? Yeah,
of France.
China.
Well, I don't know if it's southeast.
We have so many teacher texts.
Yeah. Thanks, teachers. Love you, teachers.
Teachers are awesome.
And here's the other thing someone wanted to point out. When the teachers have to deal with the crappy parents and have to stay longer, then their commute going home is even worse.
Yeah.
Or when there's events at the school at night and they just got to stay all freaking day.
Or dealing with crappy parents.
Yeah. Or crappy kids. Or
crappy kids.
It's mostly the parents.
People are crappy in general. Like, I think it's the one or two like really good people that they meet that they're like, oh, I guess it's worth it.
One, two out of...
I'm staying for that one kid.
Do you remember our old intern, Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
She said, hey, I'm a junior teacher. We work 10 to 11 months out of the year in like 9 to 10 hours a day, and that's for junior high.
Oh, boy.
It's hard, man. I just...
And it's thankless. You get is just, you know...
People crap on
and
you
just
as a teacher.
Saying what you're doing wrong. And,
but then you get that one student, who's from the hood.
And oh, then, is this like, what's the name of that movie? Where
every movie.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Every movie.
She saves all the little every
movie.
Kids.
Yeah, that was just on recently.
Every movie.
So that you're giving me a synopsis.
Yeah, that's basically what
happened. The one teacher with a heart of gold that cared and, you know, lifted this kid up out of the ghetto.
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds, thank you, oh my God.
Yeah.
Also called The Principal, also called.
every
one of them.
We got
also inspired.
A text from Amanda, one of our listeners. She mentions DonorsChoose.org, where teachers post specific needs. She's a special ed teacher for a Bay Area district and worked there 7 to 5 most days because I can't get projects done during school days.
What can you say? It's just
hard,
a thankless
gig. Well, you know what? Thank you for, you know, you didn't get into teaching because you thought you were going to get rich and famous, but you know what? You're going to make a big difference in people's lives.
And they do.
Yep,
and
they sure do. Thank you, teachers.
Is that it?
Oh, that is it?
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and... I got a story about... It's a sad story about Burning Man after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.